Gimel de Chalamoid, Monday the 13th of October, Habocha Ari Lev Grosnas, the Brocha of Leisha Basuka.
This is the Brocha that Avdala from Meiz speaks about. Why did you make a Brocha on Leisha Basuka? Why did you make a Brocha on Leisha Basuka when you eat in the Sukkah? Today's the question, why did you make a Brocha as well when you sleep in the Sukkah? Should make a Brocha as well? So maybe there's a Chiv to eat in the Sukkah, there's a Chiv also to sleep in the Sukkah. So maybe I should make a Brocha and sleep in the Sukkah as well. This is very good. Tema, why should you know the Sukkah? This is the first that you stay with the brocha da achila shem brocha nishi b'chosim. This is that somehow the brocha which I make already on achila basuka passes up the chiv of making brocha on shem basuka. And I wanted the chiv I wanted to make a brocha on shema. But somehow the brocha on achila passes up the chiv of shema. Shem will come back to Masbi to his turn. And this is the second that you know if shem lo yishon a brocha matana shayim yod lishin kol shal shiyitza. This is the ayoyis you can't stand and come for sleep whenever you want. You made a schedule, you're going to make a brocha on shem basuka. And you won't fall asleep afterwards, and Amila will come out Bracha Latala. So here is Samzi Agav, the man's case in the back, Samzi tells him thesis, Samzi, how can you make a map every night? Because you might not fall asleep, also be Bracha Latala. So the man's case brings Bashin Eli Rabba that map is called, because I'm not making Bracha on this sleeping he's doing. I'm making Bracha on the time of the Shema that he used to bring sleep down to the world. Amila, I feel if he doesn't fall asleep, he can still make a Bracha on the map of the Shema. I shake the Bracha of the Shema Sukkah, which is personally, it's to him, he's making a brocha on his shino, he's doing the sukkah, he doesn't fall asleep, he'll be brocha on top. But let's go back to his first terrace. This says that somehow the brocha which I make on achila passes up the achila brocha on the shino. So, the rosh in sukkah is more marich in this terrace. Rosh. The rosh says, the mashi ima brocha ala sukkah b'shas ha-shino. Ha'av bish motzinu b'ochrim ha-yisim b'achila. The Rosh says, okay, we see that Shino on the Sukkah in a way is more chamer than Achila. The Oich in Achila is Arachus the Sukkah, and Shino is Arachus the Sukkah. Because, alright, you can do Achila is Arachus the Sukkah, and Achila is Arachus the Sukkah, and Achila is Arachus the Sukkah. So, maybe the Rosh takes a question, the Rosh says, make a brocha on Shino, and she make a brocha on Shino as well, and I do Shino on the Sukkah. So, the Rosh says, this word that the Rosh says, that Motin Bachim, the reason Achila, doesn't take a shrek, because the Rosh says the only reason why you can't do Shino as Arachus the Sukkah is because we're scared that once you fall asleep, you might fall into deep sleep, and you won't get up again. It's not bad, it's more common than Achille, but you've got a practical problem that was scared you might fall asleep properly and then you're going to get up and it won't be Shinas Arad. But why is the Rosh practice is Kasha? The Rosh says, Rabbeinu Tav Perish, Vishay Ika Akeva, Shalom Oizim Asuka, Ye Achille, Alo Shayar Tio, Shino, Shayizim Asuka, Tfilim Nagari Achille, Vipachosam. This is that the Ika Kvias is Alide eating, not Alide sleeping. And Omeila, therefore, the Achille is the Ika, and Shino is the Tafel. Omeila, make a broch on the Ika and I pass the Tafel. The Chiyah is Shveh, the Rosh means. Because we find this in Shas, the Ikeh Tafel, we find that when I'm handling two things, you've got a cake with icing on it. You're handling eating the cake, so I can say that I only make a brocha on the cake and not on icing because icing is tougher to the cake. So I'm handling eating the cake and the brocha is on the Achila of this cake. And I can say that I'm Ikeh Tafel on the Achila. Or on Moshe by Mitzvahs, Achiyah of Sochim. We find Mishnah at the end of Sochim, according to one Shitta. If you make a brocha on the Pesach, so in Chir, you don't need to make a bracha on the Chagiga afterwards. Because the whole mitzvah of Chagiga is only Kedei that Pesach should be Nechel Aseva. So therefore the mitzvah of Chagiga is tougher to the mitzvah of Pesach. So once I make the mitzvah of Pesach ready, I don't need to make a bracha on the Chagiga anymore. Because over there the bracha is a bracha of mitzvah, I'm handling the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is tougher to the mitzvah of Pesach. But over here, where I make a bracha of mitzvah on the Sukkah, and the Torah says we get to do, we're telling Mechami to do two nice mitzvahs. So Mechami to do Achila and Shina. And I've got the same chiv to do both, and I've got mechiv to do both, and they're both as chosh chiv as each other. So why just because shino is more of top of the thing than achila, why should that help me? Why should that help me to pat me for the bracha on shino bechel? Because I'm handling the mitzvah, so whether shino is more of top or achila is eka. I'm handling the chiv, I'm making bracha on the chiv, and as long as the chiv is not smaller chiv than the chiv of achila. Like for example, Chagiga Pesach, where Chagiga is a smaller chiv than Pesach, because Chagiga is only there to Nechel HaSeva. But we're two chivim on the same strong in each other, both the chivim of each one. So why should there be ikin tough on the chivim that should maybe to make a bracha on one of them? Here, come on to that. The taste in sukkah, the flam of the medalif, taste is handling mitzvah of avira. We find in Shas that when you do an avira, you want to use this chefetz of avira for mitzvah, you're not making the mitzvah with it. For example, esrog, besides if you steal an esrog, so besides the problem of lachem, you won't be able to yitz mitzvah sukkah, you won't be able to yitz mitzvah stalim anyway, because since this esrog is a stolen esrog, and therefore we say it's mitzvah avira, and you can't yitz in the chivah of stalim anyway with it. So taste can't decide what will be if the avira has gone away already. For example, we find by Gzela that Lachayush, or if you do Shimu, you can be Queen of the Gzela. So now it's yours now, and it's not Chivs Agol anymore, you're not even Yisra Gzela. So what would be now? Could I use now this Esrog for to Makai Machiv Dal Minu now? Because Mitzalechot, you could say that I'm not doing Avira anymore. But Mitzachin, you could say that since this Chivs is a Chivs which comes out of an Avira, the whole thing is that I only have this Esrog, it's Titzal in Avira, you could say it's still a Ritzal Avira. And at the end of Tosfos Masik, this thing on the side that you can use it. But Tosfos still says that Philip, you can use it, and you know there's no problem with it's all very, and you make the mitzvah, and about that, you can't make a broch on it. Because that's Koshim Shemayim, which is Koshim Shemayim as well, to see Shim Shemayim on this Chifet Shemayim, I've done a very with this Chifet before. This says, Inam Mishani Brocha, the Ikinami has called Shim Shemayim, and therefore, Philip, you make the mitzvah, as called Shim Shemayim is you can't do. So the Kobe fract on Tosfos, so the Gemara Sut in the Flam Dom Beis. The more so can on the flammable base is handling when you buy a dasim from goyim, and the more says that these goyim are choshed on gzeila. So the more says that you got that. Now the more is trying to discuss ways how can you buy the dasim for goyim without getting problems with gzeila. So the more gives a suggestion that if the goy cuts the dasim off the tree, because it was scared they stole the karka. So the more gives a suggestion if the goy cuts the dasim off the tree, therefore that will be called a shimri in the hadas, and therefore now. And therefore now it's gold anymore, and if when he gives it to the Yid, you can use it to become his mitzvah. So if the Kobo, if he tastes that Yid, that doesn't even look so much over here, still can make a bracha, so what's going to help him that he's going to do shimri, now it's not gzeil anymore, now I can use it now because it's adasim, it won't be gzeil anymore, and might say, you might won't be able to make a bracha on it, because we say my mitzvah over here, even that very is gone away, that's still I can't use to make a bracha. So what's the shadding of what's the if to of getting the good to chop that adasim from the tree? So the call gives two truths in. First is that we'll push the parents. As in the kiyam mitzvah, the lulav, the minu yotzah, the bruchas, any makvitz. As in the rachanam, itaki can make a brocha. But push the most in the mitzvah, you make the mitzvah, because the brocha is not makvitz in the chiyuv. Really, you can still make the mitzvah. But he says, not parents, the shani also, the inu mogoch ala adas el arun. Says that the whole brocha that I make a dal minu, I don't make a brocha b'chala adasim. The whole brocha is ala tiles lulav. So the Chanami said, the Gemara, that's handling Adasim, my Adasim from Goyim. So that's Taka, there's no Chir Bracha, so it's fine, so I can get away with it, and there won't be any problem, it's more about here. So on this Nekuda, that the Kol Boy says, that I only make a Bracha on the Lulav, and the Bracha is not going on Adasim. Chir is coming from the Gemara, the Flam Zayin Obeis, it's also good. The Gemara, the Flam Zayin Obeis, in fact, Akasha. And the Gemara, Taka asks, my time, let me walk in at Lan Tias Luluf. The more attack of Frek Taka, what's attack of Shat? You only make a bracha on Tias Luluf, why don't I make a bracha on the rest of the Minim? And the more attack of Tias Luluf, we'll go Mikula. So we'll see what Shat and the more Tarat's in the Minim. The more Tarat, the more Kasha, the more my time, let me walk in at Lan Tias Luluf, Chir is too easy to understand what the more Kasha is. I think it's the more Kasha, and the more saying that, the more talking about that what the bracha is going on, the more saying that the bracha is only going on Luluf, the more taking on, and the bracha is not going on the other three Minim. If them forget the Gemara, as what's Takib Shat? Why Takib the Nochim Rach on the other three meaning? And for them after the Gemara meaning of her. Or you can say, no, the Gemara saying, about this is Pasha, the Bracha is going on all four, the Bracha is going on all four meaning. Pasha, the Gemara is asking the Nusach HaBracha. Why is the Nusach HaBracha only on Lulav? Why is the Nusach HaBracha only on Lulav if the Bracha is going on all four meaning? And for them after the Gemara meaning of her. So in Adikim, the Gemara is Kasha, the Gemara is Takib, the Gemara is only asking on, the Gemara is asking that the Gemara is taking on the Bracha is only going on Lulav. There's no chiyuv bracha. If they're afraid, the Gemara why tackles the no chiyuv bracha, and the Gemara is going to go there. Or the Gemara is asking, no, about this is pasha. It's going all on the three minim as well. And the Gemara is asking the nuska bracha. As if it's going all three minim, why is the nuska bracha only on other? The chiyuv is still the chiyuv. We find in the Rishonim the different shots in this. The Rashi says in the Hilva Gavuah Mikulam, the Gemara's parents, Rashi says Choshevu, the nikra eged al shmoi. The whole eged is nikra on the lulav. because the lulav is choshev for whatever reason, because it's minu gevaya, because the lulav is higher than the rest of them, and the whole egg and nikash away, the whole bunch is all goes on the shame lulav. So the chayv from Ashton the Vua, in the Gemara's Torah, so the Gemara's taking on, and the Gemara's taking on, and the Brach is getting all four minim, and the reason we say lulav is because since lulav is the highest one, so for some reason, all of them, the whole egg is nikash away, the whole bunch is called the shame lulav. The chayv would come out, the Brach is getting on all four. Rabbi Chananel says the lashon. Am Rabba Lubime, Shu Gimel, the Sadali, Valleo Mavarchin. On this Lulav, I make a bracha, her Minishalulav Gavay Mikulot. Rabbi Chananel says that this Svar of Mini Gavay is a Svar, that's why I make a bracha on it. Valleo Mavarchin, I make a bracha on this Lulav. So here it's clear, Rabbi Chananel was learning that the whole bracha is taka only going in the Lulav, there's no bracha going in the other three because we have a Svar of Mini Gavay. So here on this cowboy, which is going back to the cowboy said the reason why you can buy a last one to go, because, and there's no problem with our area, because the bracha is not going on, the bracha is not going on, that's when you gain the lulav. The chayr pasha is taken on this bracha exhaustion. Because if you Rashi says, other the bracha is getting all of them, pasha, and the whole bunch is called the lulav, because the mini go by. So the chayr is, I've still got a problem, as kashim shemayim. As how can I say as kashim? The mice of the bracha is going as well, and that's as well. The bracha is going all down the medium. And I shouldn't be able to say this bracha, because if I bought that dasm off the goy, and it's hushalam zeva, the chayr should still be this problem, it's all over. So how do you have to say the kol v'staka only going for Rabbi Yechanan, and the whole bracha is going on lulav? We have to say that somehow, even if lulav means all of them, attack the bracha is going on all of them, but the ma'aseh, if ma'aseh attack of lulav means the lulav, doesn't mean that that's him. So somehow you can get away with it. Maybe that's a feeling. Maybe kol is even going for Rashi. The ma'aseh, the more answers are meaning of where. So what's pshat? The more tarets meaning of where? Why was this far meaning of where? Because the lulav is a bit higher, therefore I only make a bracha on the lulav. So the kol v'nechasoka, and the Yuri of Fanah as well says. That since the lulav is higher than the rest of them, maybe the lulav is the ikka, and all the other ones are the tofu. And maybe I only make a bracha on the ikka, I don't make a bracha on the tofu. Because the lulav is meaning good way. So chirub is the shvet, same kasha we had in the rosh. Where you've got, chirub mechayim to do four things. Even if it's one chirub, four chirub, chirub mechayim to do four things, as chosav as each other. And I'm only big some mitzvah on this chirub. So I'm not handling the chirub, so I'm only eating the chirub, so I make a bracha on that. I'm handling now the bracha on the chirub, I'm making a bracha on the chirub, it's okay. The chiv of Hadassim, the chiv of Arabas, or Esrik, is not smaller than the chiv of Lulav. So why should it become a tuffle just because the Lulav, the Matthias of the Lulav is bigger than the Hadassim and Arabas? Bishop, if we're handling the Matthias, and you can say, no, I'm going to make you a bracha on this Lulav, because I want to keep the Lulav, whatever it is, and the Lulav is more chosher than Hadassim. But here, I'm handling and make you a bracha on my chiv, make some mitzvahs, and the mitzvah is not a tuffle. So why should you give away a bit swar to say that I'm not making a bracha on all the other three? The Rosh says, I don't make a bracha on Shinu B'Sukkah. I don't make a bracha on Shinu B'Sukkah because Achkila is an Eka. We actually had the Rosh, why should I be if Tishu is to do the Chayyim to do both of them as Choshev as each other? Why should we be tougher than the other one? And on the Gemara as well, when the Gemara said, meaning away, I don't make a bracha on the other three meaning because Lulav is taller than the other one. So why should I make it into a Tafel? Because why should I make it into a Tafel B'Chal if the four Chayyim are exactly the same as each other? So the Chayyim are not tougher to each other. So the The most shvach thing I'll be able to say is as Eshenish, as Eshenach a big samitzus, it's not going on the chiv. Eshenach a big samitzus, maybe it's time Shia, I'm making a big samitzus on the chefza which I'm doing the mitzvah on, and not on the chiv, on the mitzvah itself. And therefore, if the chefza of the mitzvah is maybe it's time Shia tough up to the other one, either because Achila is more kavua or because Lulav is higher, so then Taka becomes a tuffle. You have to know why should it be like that? Why should it be that the mitzvah is going on? Why should Taka be the bracha is going on the chefza of the mitzvah, not on the mitzvah itself, the big samitzus? So the Chayim Pshat, why we make a big samitzvahs, we find a few reasons. The Chasveik and Baba Kama, he brings a Kuzari, and the Sefer Maskei brings as well this reason, which is possible Pshat. The reason I make a big samitzvahs is to help you be mechavim for the mitzvah. The Lashon of the Sefer Maskei, Kovu Brocha lefnei ha-mitzvah, kedisha ha-brocha ta'ur bonu kavanas ha-mitzvah. So the Chayim Pshat, that's Pasha, that the Brocha is going on the mitzvah itself, not going on the chefs of the mitzvah. Why should we be going on the chefs of the mitzvah? To help you, it's Pasha, to help you become mechavim for the mitzvah. But Maisa Siva Masbik brings another reason there. Brings another machine. The mitzvah is manikah is the elis tosis. The gamanos and nefesh the shemitira akdushin. In kumim macholim and mashkois and besomim and meilim and mahalim and saguf. It's a kol bnei adam. In tzorach a gadil and shabchay la hanor gashmis. Koshkin tzorach las kinyan orochnis. He said that a brick samitz is the same as a brick sanenim. As every mochil, when I eat something, I get anof me and mochil to make a brick sanenim. When I do a mitzvah, when I do a mitzvah, I benefit out of doing the mitzvah. And I have to make a brick sanenim to give a door to the ibshta, that I can do this thing, and I get, and I'm deriving personal benefit from doing this mitzvah because it's a mitzvah. So the chayyah, And if he's the Sefer Masnig, it would come out very geschmack. Why should it be that's going on the Chefza? Because I'm not making a bracha on the mitzvah itself. I'm making a bracha that as if I get hanah, I get hanah from eating something, I get benefit from eating something. Where then I get hanah from whatever it is, I get hanah from sitting in the sukkah. Because I'm in Nenali sitting in the sukkah because I get benefit, otherwise because I get star, whatever it is. And therefore I make a bracha sitting in the sukkah, I make a bracha on shinna b'sukkah. The chayyav is very geschmack. Because if I make a bracha sitting in the sukkah, I make a bracha on the shinna b'sukkah, so if the achilah b'sukkah, achilah b'sukkah is more kavua on the shinna. And it's very clear that the sposha zachinu will be the ikka, the shema will be the tofu. And we're doing by Das Mirovas as well. I'm not making a brocha on the mitzvah. I'm not making a brocha on the mitzvah that Tiri said, tell me the mecham, but the mitzvah Tiri is mechami to the shaking lulav in Esri. I'm making a brocha that I'm shaking the lulav, and I'm getting a no from shaking the lulav. So I have to make a brocha as for this anon, I'm getting shaking on the lulav. And if the lulav is more of an ikka than the other ones, so now I make a brocha on the ikka thing which I'm getting, which is the ikka thing, I'll make a brocha on the tofu thing, and create a few days. That's me.
Sorry.